Hello, my name is William Culpepper, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Friday, January 9th. Right now, we're focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the NIV version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The devotional thought for today is titled, Inexpressible and Glorious Joy. In 1 Peter, Peter writes to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Far from home and facing extreme persecution, these early believers must have been susceptible to great doubt and fear. But it was Peter, the same Peter who sank beneath the waves in doubt and denied Jesus three times, who offers extraordinary encouragement. Peter's message is simple. First, through faith in Christ and belief in the resurrection, we receive the gift of salvation. And second, having received that gift, we can face any hardships this world has to throw at us. In verse 3, Peter goes straight to the heart of the matter, the resurrection. Praise be to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection changed everything, offering us a new birth. As Charles Spurgeon said, our first birth brought us into sin and sorrow, but our second birth brings us into purity and joy. We were born to die, now we are born to never die. Everything on this earth will perish. Gold and riches will mean nothing at the end of our lives, but the gift of salvation endures forever, and it is far greater than anything we can experience on earth. Because of our salvation, Peter explains that all believers are uniquely positioned to face the fleeting trials of this world, no matter how difficult. And it's not just that we can face the hard times and get by. We should approach every circumstance with a posture of praise. Peter says in verse 6, in all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. If we approach difficult situations with joy, knowing that our ultimate reward is in heaven, we will model the love of Jesus to a watching world, and our faith will grow deeper. Peter's language at the end of this passage is incredibly powerful. Verse 8 and 9, he says, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Imagine being filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Don't we all want that? It's an amazing gift that the Lord has given us through salvation. So no matter what you're facing today, anchor back to the inexpressible and glorious joy that awaits us in heaven and be bold in modeling the love of Jesus in all circumstances. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation that we could never earn or deserve on our own merit. Help us to comprehend your majesty, your love, your grace. May the promise of salvation fill us with inexpressible and glorious joy. And may this joy give us strength every day and overflow from our lives in all circumstances. Amen.